Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live. It's Monday morning right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. Ladies' man's inside the air conditioning. And entering stage right is the Master Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing?
Hey, so far a pretty good day. I would say it is maybe 90 degrees outside already. Pretty stupid hot. That is why, if you guys have noticed, all of the new BEM tanks are all sleeveless. His volume is double playing from his phone. That is normal and typical, so we'll just move forward from it.
Silence now, though, right, Bub?
Yes.
How was the weekend, man? My birthday, Father's Day, you took care of both of them, man. We had a great time.
Pretty good. You know, we had a great group of friends together, had a really good time. Yeah. We had a lot of fun. Nothing got broke.
No, that didn't do it this year.
You were trying yesterday with one item, but I wasn't letting it happen.
You should have. We were told to go ahead and destroy it, Bub.
Yeah, I know.
But we didn't do that, did
we? But you have to understand that, like, the more I think about it, the more I realize, like, man, every time something gets wrecked or damaged,
it's like, man,
I'm always the one cleaning the freaking mess up. I'm like, my plate is this full right now, so I'd rather not.
That's right, Bub. Well, thank you for all the presents and the cars. Great time, man. We had dinner, then we saw a great Journey tribute band, man. That was a lot of fun, man.
Okay, that was the worst tribute band I've ever seen in my entire life.
The lead singer was a little bit off. It wasn't quite Steve Perry-esque, was it?
Yeah, so the last time that we actually were out, we saw a Journey tribute band, which, by the way, Journey was pretty solid in terms of their music, but it's very hard to hit those certain notes. There are very few people who can do it and can do it cleanly, right? Yeah. Well, is that a word, cleanly?
Cleanly, yeah.
I'm going to go with it.
That's it.
So we're out. We saw them randomly. We're out at Cheesecake Factory. They were playing right there in the yard next to it. So we're thinking in our minds, right, like, local town, pretty small, you know, maybe 8 mile radius, probably going to be the same group of guys that did the Journey tribute band there that was doing it, you know, in Abacoa the other night. So we're thinking, like, it's going to be a great idea. Total bust. Total gong show, dude.
I'm sorry, Bub.
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad, though.
Because we talked it up, like, big time.
But I had a good time. I was just with you, man. It was a good time. So that worked for me. Then yesterday we had Father's Day. That was great, man. Hung out with one of our good friends, and it was a really fun time. So thank you so much, Bub. This episode is brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, Bub, for the latest in fashionable apparel exclusively online right now. Miss Outlaw Boutique and Orange County Choppers, Bub. The new episode airs tonight, man.
That's right, man. 10 p.m. tonight, Discovery Channel. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Senior chilling out this weekend on Father's Day up at his cabin, man, with his chihuahuas, having a good time, man. And I'm interested to see. I talked to him and his beautiful bride, Joni, this weekend. Some great stuff coming up, man.
Yeah, man, a lot of good things. You guys are definitely going to want to stay tuned for what you guys see here at the BEM side and OCC. Stay tuned. Keep watching on the social media stuff. If you guys aren't hooked up and linked to us yet, go to our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down. Whatever social media platform you're on, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Hulu junk, Netflix stuff. I don't even freaking know anymore. There are so many in terms of social media applications. Whatever it is you're part of, just scroll down, subscribe to it, and then anything that we do will literally go live in your pocket on the spot.
It's going to be fun, Bub. Going to be a lot of fun. I will tell you that. Bub, let's jump right into this. This is the BEM, so make sure we watch that show tonight. Support the Tuttles on Orange County Choppers and on Discovery Channel, 10 p.m. Going to be fun. I'm really enjoying, Bub, on a personal note, that new National Geographic special called Drain the Oceans. Have you seen that yet?
I saw a commercial, but I actually didn't watch it.
Pretty cool stuff, man.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen that, check out the National Geographic Drain the Oceans. It'll really surprise you.
Isn't that with, like, Will Smith?
No, that's This Planet or something like that.
Yeah,
another beautifully done show.
Yeah, that's the one
that
I've seen. I haven't seen this water one.
Drain the Oceans uses 3D technology and graphics to scan the bottom of the ocean floor and see what's there. It brings back true life visual images so you can physically see what's there, all the way down to the hammers on muskets of ships that have sunk.
Well, I was going to say, do you still understand how many shipwrecks there are out there that has still not been discovered? Like, that's something that's actually pretty solid and cool, because you have to think there are certain, I mean, for every 10 feet, that's something new you could explore, right? And let me tell you, there's a lot of ocean.
There's a lot of ocean.
So no chance all of that has been discovered.
And that's why we call this the Treasure Coast, because a lot of Spanish galleon ships were lost right here off the Treasure Coast.
I think I might become a treasure hunter.
You already are.
Maybe.
Good morning to Mackenzie Woodward out there. Code 504 is S10 conversions, Bub.
Done Bubba style.
Good morning to Kimberly as well. Thank you both for joining us. Bub, this is the BEM Hellion twin turbo six speed 2018 5-liter Mustang that you're building. This is the only 5-liter six speed twin turbo Mustang in the world. It's a gorgeous car, Bub. There's a lot you're doing on this car. There are a lot of upgrades that are being done on this car. The car came to us originally out of a Ford dealership in Ohio. They couldn't quite get it right. Came to you to finish it up and get it done properly. And as you're working on those mechanical upgrades and rewriting the tunes with Hellion's John Uris, our good friend, the owner of Hellion, super good cat, man. You're doing a lot of upgrades as well. Let's talk about some of those fun upgrades.
So, all right, so when you start talking about aftermarket upgrades, right? So there are many different styles in the automotive industry, which is what makes it fun. There are guys that want to do murdered out. There are guys that want full blown in your face, chrome, look at me. There are guys that want wraps. There are guys that want like super in your face, like, hey, don't miss my car. It's super flashy. It's gold plated.
You're not
wrapped.
That way, yeah.
Everybody has their own build and design style. Me, I'm very clean, but still I push that limit of boss, right?
That's correct.
Like you're going to see it. You're not going to miss it. When you see my rides on the street, you definitely know they are BEM rides. When it comes to stance, insane, whether it is up, whether it is down, everything is super, super tight, man. It looks really good. One of the key things that really a lot of people want in like force induction applications is, you know, you start doing, there are some guys, again, that want sleeper where nobody could ever tell. Or there are guys that want to let you know, hey, man, I might sound pretty calm, but I'm rocking 1,200 horse under the hood,
right? And
that's
the way you are with the BEM SEMA Mustang as well. That's the world's only 603 horsepower stock block 2.3-liter EcoBoost ever built.
Yeah, I would agree to that, but also the fact that that car was really built for, you know, being that it was designed and built for precision, it was unveiled at SEMA 17 in the Precision Turbo booth. Definitely not the standard style ride that I build, you know, naturally in terms of going with all the logo placement and, you know, the vinyls and the graphics and the... It's on the flashy side for sure. Like you're not going to see that car on the street, and it's not going
to
catch your eye.
It's funny to be behind
it
and see people looking at it.
Oh yeah, it's a head turner for sure. So everybody has their own build style, and each little car culture has their style as well, right? Like exotics have their thing, muscle has their thing, pro tourings have their thing. Big rims, big brakes, drop them down on the ground. You know, so everybody has their style, and I think that's what makes the industry fun. In this case, rocking with the Hellion twin turbo system on this 2018 Mustang. Why in the heck would you want to leave this busted ugly honeycomb grill? One is gloss black and one is satin
black,
finish. Two totally different looking designs. They don't flow together. This one's got honeycomb here, but the same exact spot here has no honeycomb, right? So a little bit of kind of throwing your eye around, jumping around a little bit, not my biggest thing that I would say from Ford on this year's model line, right?
There's a lot of mismatched parts on this car, Bub.
Definitely is, man.
The plain red interior. Good morning to Mackenzie Phillips out there. She says, happy Monday, Tom and Bub, and good morning to Jack up in Ontario, Canada. Thank you for joining us both. Bub, the red interior on this car is terrible, man. They used a stock red interior on this red ruby metallic three-stage paint.
Yeah, so it's you know, and those are the little things to me that really okay, so it makes it good for us in the aftermarket world because it's definitely it's going to be a gain in profit,
well
right
said.
It's going to
sure.
get us out there, it's going to show off another great ride, it's going to make money, so it's a great thing that it is kind of as sloppy as it is, but at the same time there are also guys that don't want to dump that much money into a car that they just bought right off the showroom floor, right? This client, fortunately, does love upgrades. He wants to go all the way. He doesn't cheap anything, and he wants it to be top-notch. Of course, that's why it's here at BEM. We are going all the way with this thing. So, right, we're going to get rid of this disgusting lower grille that has half a honeycomb junk in the center. We're going to – it's a pretty hot shot on there, so they can see it pretty well. The upper one is a gloss black, but also for some reason why you would – this is one of those things where it's like from a design standpoint, you have a car that's fairly decent in terms of its candy coloring, so a fairly dark shade to it. Then you've got the gloss black, then you have bright chrome, then you have satin black texture, then you have satin black matte down here. So there are a lot of different things going on the front end, so it's time to change that and get it a little bit more smooth, but also now factor in that nasty, huge, and massive front mount intercooler for that twin turbo system behind it. We will show that off rocking now the Cervini's upper and lower grille set that were one-off built for this 18 Mustang.
Now, Bub, one of the things that you mentioned here on the front end is, and if I can get in close enough here for the viewers, Bub, we can see the very chrome pony, which you're not a big fan of, sitting against that matte intercooler, sitting against the gloss black upper grille, against the lower black matte black honeycomb grill. We can see there's just way too many different colors going there, Bob.
Yeah.
Now, will you be taking that intercooler right there? Notice I can see from here that the bolts are not all pointed the same direction, right? That's not your work. Will you be kind of fading that back in? You don't like things ostentatious and in your face like that.
Well, you know, with this one, this is, again, that one where you have those clients that sometimes want to still remain sleeper but also build that kind of very aggressive in-your-face look. we are doing what would you'd really consider this a full facelift on this car. This is going to be a game changer on this thing. The lighting has already been smoked out with all film. That is all 3M film that was done on the lighting, so it has given that darker, aggressive look. But what we're going to do now is make this front mount intercooler that is massive in its size and lets people know, like, hey, listen, when you see this thing coming in your rearview mirror, that's not a stock Mustang to play with. Probably one you wouldn't even want to line up against, knowing that this thing's going to probably be laying down in the basics of 750 horsepower at the tire, just on 7.5 pounds on all stock systems, stock motor, stock internal, stock fuel system. That's about where these things run coming out of the gate. So now we will show that off. We will leave this exposed. Once it's all open up with these Cervinis upper and lower grills, it is going to be nasty looking in the front end. Very dark, very aggressive, but that silver front mount intercooler will be popping through all these colors extremely strong.
One of the things I noticed, Bub, is that the new Cervinis grill that you're going to be using has also got the honeycomb design, so you're kind of staying with that OEM look, but it's a much tighter fit. I would like to ask, down here in South Florida, we do have a lot of what we call the love bug during the love bug seasons. They get all over everything. Is part of the design intent of this tighter mesh grill here so that it cannot get through these larger meshes, larger honeycomb of the plastic? Was there some thought behind that?
No, you know, it's this is actually Cervini's design. I personally think that when it comes to like an aftermarket product standpoint, especially in terms of Mustangs, right? Cervinis, you know, a lot of people knew Cervinis for the original like stalker Mustang kits for Fox body Mustangs back in the 90s. They took off huge, man. They've been great in terms of their molds, their fiberglass, their fitment is honestly probably equal to
the best,
if not better than factory quality.
Okay.
So when I go to install this upper grill, when I go to install that lower grill, it is literally going to be me taking out the stock grill, sticking in the Cervinis, and it's like that. Like, that's it. There's no modifications. There's no drilling out this one a little bit more. There's no, you know, sanding down this edge to make it fit, which you've seen me have to do with other major companies out there,
right? The BEM Cup car that you're building right now.
So Cervinis definitely puts that time and money into it, so it is worth every penny that you put into it. I think the price range is great for what you're getting. I mean, for this setup right here, this is $400. For the upper and the lower grill,
oh,
you couldn't go to Ford and get the stock ones for that
grill
price.
Yeah.
You're getting something more aggressive, something cleaner, and it is, what I love about it, a factory matte black texture grain finish, so it does match if the guys don't have maybe carbon fiber front lips or painted front lips down here. This lower splitter is the exact same texture and material of these upper and lower grills, so it looks like a factory replacement part from Ford.
And Bob, we're seeing this more and more, and we're hearing the term splitters and diffusers on vehicles. Can you point out what a splitter is and what is its primary function?
Yeah, so that's just right here on the very front bottom lip of the actual bumper. Some people call them spoilers, some people call them lips. They are technically called splitters, and it is a wind splitter. It is literally to help aerodynamics move around the car. This being factory, a lot of things are taken into consideration. Number one, curb stop, curb heights. So that is number one factor in vehicles' ride heights today, and also the height of the lips. Most companies, of course, the lower you get that front into the ground, the better aerodynamically it's going to be. That's just the way NASCAR works.
That's correct.
Pretty simple
That's
story.
Correct.
But you do have to factor in your everyday person in the entire world, because you can't build cars that people are going to rip the front ends off, right? So this is that safe to play, but once this car is sitting down on its stance, it's lowered to the ground. We are doing a full carbon package all the way around, which is going to be front splitter, side skirts, and also the rear diffuser to match with that carbon hood we have, the carbon trunk we have, the carbon mirrors we have on here. A lot of pieces going on it. The new front splitter is going to be a much lower and longer depth to it. So stock design, but very much like the SEMA Mustang, we will be adding about 3 inches to the front of this,
yeah.
So it'll come out further and it will sit lower to the ground.
That also, Bub, allows, as we're seeing more modern performance, we're also seeing cars going faster on the highways. In the 80s,
yeah.
That was not that achievable. These cars will run third gear, 100 miles an hour all day long,
yeah.
And not tack it up too tight,
yeah.
Not wind the motor up too tight. So having these front diffusers or splitters, which create a downforce on the front and rear of the vehicle, really are a benefit, aren't they?
Oh yeah, it's a big benefit. You know, not only from a functional standpoint, it truly does add function to the vehicle, but also to a look standpoint. Some people want more aggressive. Some people even buy carbon ones just because of the design of them. Typically, you can buy like carbon ones, the ones we're putting on here, Anderson Composites. They are going to be their AR series, which is a very aggressive series, so it is that longer addition to it. It's not just a stock replacement. So we'll put that one on here, but there are even some guys that go as far as taking the carbon right out of the box and literally sanding it and shooting it the color of the car, whether it's red or blue or yellow, whatever they may have, just so that it has that smooth, clean blend. Again, everybody has their own personal design style, but it has that lightweight and strength of carbon fiber.
The other thing we want to let people know, Bub, is during the installation, ladies and gentlemen, please don't rush the job. Slow it down and take it easy. Today's manufacturers have become very evolved and technologically advanced at the way they attach pieces to a car. If you look at your late model car, you will not see a lot of fasteners exposed, fasteners being screws, clips, things like that. Bub slows his roll very, very meticulously. He'll even call the dealership and ask for a parts breakout of the front grill so he can see exactly where each fastener is. It's just the time and perfection he takes to things. Then he knows exactly how to remount the new aftermarket part so nothing is broken, no clips are broken, your paint isn't chipped, and many times, Bub, you'll run a piece of paint tape, masking tape, along your colored edges so that nothing gets scratched as well.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, a lot of, to mention to your point there, you know, between things that are, you know, most of today's vehicles are fairly easy to work on. A lot of people think it's very sophisticated. They break clips, they bend things, they scratch things. They're fairly easy for the most part, man. These things are designed to do a few things. They're designed to be easy to maintain, easy to work on, because let's face it, the guys in the automobile industry are getting a little bit more on the dumb side, a little less on the skilled side, kind of coming along with basics of knowledge
because
and
just the
computer systems.
Okay.
So you're working with that, but also you're working with something that is, in terms of an accident, you want things to come apart. You don't want everything to be like old steel where it all crinkles together and you can get stuck and jammed between that. You want the crap to kind of fall apart where it should fall apart. So you're starting to work with things that are very easy to do. To take this front bumper cover off, to do the upper and lower grille from Cervini's, is going to take me about 30 minutes. A couple screws and clips across the top, a couple inside the fender wells, and that is it. We pull the front bumper off. You don't have to go cutting wires, pulling harnesses. There's one main connector you unplug, and the entire harness comes off for all your lighting. So it's very simple, easy to do. So don't overthink it. Don't grab it. Don't pull on it. If it's not coming easy, something is still attached.
And, Bub, one of the things, you know, I of course, I love this modern technology, but for people like me in their late 50s that, you know, didn't come from this breed of cat. You're always, you know, you're approaching 30 now. You're always in the on the cutting edge of this technology. So having that at your fingertips, it's a little different. I have to learn much more aggressively. I have to stay by your side, for example, and people don't understand how much time that takes. So that I learn what you're out there researching and coming up with all of the time. So when you do stuff like this, Bub, what would you say to people who are into the older hot rods? For example, we started in the classic cars and hot rods. We don't deal with those anymore. We've moved all into modern performance now, shifting our business model. So what about those people with the hot rods and the classic cars?
You know, that's a different story, man. It's, you know, doing, for example, like grills on older cars are sometimes can be a bear. This one is very easy to access. You pull the front bumper cover off. We're going to lay it over on a horse that we actually wrap with microfibers. So as the face of this is face down onto our table, it will be sitting on soft material where it won't scratch, right? That's easy access for this thing. You know, all in all, we're going to be a couple hours into doing this conversion. By the time the bumper's off, do the conversion on the front upper and lower grills, putting it back on, very simple, straight to the point. Older cars, you may look at taking off the big, ginormous, heavy-weighted, two-person style front bumpers where you've got massive bolts and air tools you're going to have to use. None of this is like that. You're literally using, you know, quick interior style trim panel removal tools and basic hand tools. That's all you're going to be using. That's all that this thing is held on with. There's a couple 7mm screws across the bottom, a couple at the top, a couple push pins, and it's all basic hand tools. You're not going to need air tools. You're not going to need power tools. You're not going to need any sort of crazy thing you have to do with pry bars or hammering or any of that stuff. Where the older stuff, you do. You're going to get into brackets that are rusted together. You're going to get into bolts that are seized up. You're going to get into, when you're done putting the bumper back on an older car, just to change an upper or lower grill or something like that, you're going to have to align it all. This is not that case. This is take it off, do your service, stick it right back on, and it's done. Panel fitment is spot on. There's dowel pins. There are things that, you know, hold everything in place. So when you go to drop this bumper in place, there's literally a dowel pin on the left and the right side, and you put the bumper on those two, and there's no alignment. That's it. There's one single hole, two studs, and you put it on.
Not on yesterday's cars, Bob.
No, man. So just like that, time difference alone is huge.
It takes a lot to step forward and make that evolution, much like the fish did coming out of the sea. And you know what? I'm all for it, man. I love it. There's a lot more horsepower.
Yeah, but that was the guy with the monkey with the fish, and they turned into a fish to a mermaid?
No, you're thinking about the gorilla that was the chimpanzee, and then it turns into Homo sapien.
What?
Yes, exactly. That guy.
Still a few people stuck.
Your
in that
brother said Homo sapien. What are you talking about, homos, Dad?
Hey, true story.
Right?
Yep.
It's true, right?
So I'll tell you what, man, if there are anything that you guys want to see, this is the 18 Mustang Twin Turbo. We are doing some crazy upgrades too. We've already done a lot of subtle ones in terms of, like I just mentioned, we've done all the 3M light tent covers on everything front, side, and rear. We've also done all the carbon accessories on the trunk, and the hood is in paint now as well. Yeah. We've done the carbon two-piece wheels and tires. We have done... let's see here. What else? The twin turbo system is on. Yep. What else we got?
A lot of pieces are on.
We actually took the chrome emblems off the side of the car. This one's actually going to be eliminated, as you guys can see, because this grille is full open here in the front end of it. So it's going to be a very aggressive front end. Stay tuned for the Instagram. Probably this afternoon, you guys will see a before after shot of this, which, by the way, I didn't take the before, so sorry about that one. You're going to have to
You'll see the after.
You'll see the after shot, which is going to be these nasty grilles installed in the front of this thing to show off that nasty intercooler.
Right on, Bub.
That's
Thank
it.
You so much. Bub, we will bring you, be bringing you potentially some daily buzzes, Bubba buzzes, five minute clips throughout the week, if we have a chance there this week. And on Friday, we'll be back live from 11 to 11:30 Eastern Standard Time with the show.
That's right.
Until the next
and
time.
And Friday could be what? Friday is going to be the total unveil of the MOB Insane Jeep JK.
That goes to the Luke Bryan concert this weekend with Thursday.
If it's going Thursday, Friday we'll do the unveil. Going to be a monster for me to try to get this thing done between the next 72 hours, but I will make it happen. That is what I do best.
It unveils at the Luke Bryan concert.
Yeah,
right.
So stay tuned for that one. That is not one you guys are going to want to miss. That thing is an absolute monster. Drives like a monster. Definitely draws attention. But again, that's that BEM quality and style. Everything we roll out is going to literally be a head turner.
At the Father's Day gathering yesterday, I saw the BEM Miss Outlaw Boutique Rough Country Jeep, the white one that we'll display on Friday, that was here, we showed last Friday. I also saw the BEM Mark Brown Miami Marlins Rough Country Jeep. They were stacked one right in front of the other.
Yep.
That was a great picture, man. Super, super picture. Two great build styles.
You don't really realize how big the MOB Jeep is until you see
it's
it next
huge.
To what is really a yep. massive Jeep. Anyways, typically we do on the Jeep JKs, like I've mentioned before, 3.5 to 4 inch lift kits with 35 to 37 inch tires, depending on the bumper systems that are on there for clearance. That's about as big as you really go on Jeep JKs, unless you're doing some crazy off-roading, some like rock crawling extreme stuff like out west. Let me tell you, dude, the 6-inch on the 40s, it is a monster.
It is a monster, Bub. And all this modern performance stuff that we do here is really good. We've got the GT3 Cup car we're building right here, the Bubba 991 Porsche with the titanium exhaust. We've got the 981 Porsche that we're doing over here. We have the BEM Mustang. This is the world's only 6-speed 2018 5-liter Hellion twin turbo Mustang. We will probably, once you've got this thing dialed in, be down around 1,100 horsepower on this car. It's an animal.
You know, and that's one of the hardest parts, too, with these rides. When you start getting into that forced induction stuff, especially on the newer ones, man, you know, you see it a lot with especially us in doing tunes on Mopar-related vehicles. Mopar really, really locks their vehicles down, and there are still companies out there trying to just crack codes to get in to even do basic handheld tuners for your go-to stuff, just like your cold air intake and also your, you know, maybe cat-back exhaust. You want to do a little, you know, bolt-on intake or a little power package and throw that tune in there. It's still hard to do. You have to take your computer out of the car, send it out, have it opened up so it can be reflashed to something different, or even have a different ECU sent back to you so that it can have the option to add in an aftermarket tune, you know, through Diablo Sport or somebody like that. So tuning is key, especially in today's vehicles.
Well, that's why this 2018 5-liter came to you, because it has never been done before.
That's only the hard part.
Only the automatics have had a tune written for them, and John Uris, the owner of Hellion Mustang, or Hellion Turbos, sent it to you to have you write the 6-speed manual code for it.
You know, and that's the hardest part, too, and it's not going to stay that way for a long time. It's just because this is so new to the industry, to the marketplace right now. 2018, the car is not even a couple months old. The client just actually got this vehicle delivered, ordered from Ford with that hideous color interior that he chose for some reason.
We're going to have a talk with him when he gets back from Texas, right?
So I'll tell you what, man, once this thing comes to the client, you know, you're thinking that this car is, it's an 18, you know, we're 6 months into 18 already, so it's got to be like marketplace flooded with products, right? It took about a month and a half to get these Cervini's grills sent in to us. We're about 9 to 12 weeks on all that Anderson composite carbon fiber for the front lip, side skirts, rear diffuser. So there's a bunch of stuff that, even though it is new, and these companies out there, these great solid quality companies out there, they still have to get their hands on one of these cars. which is just like everyone else. Yep. Some people get it a couple weeks earlier. If you really have an in at certain dealerships, you can grab one a little sooner than other people. But the car has to go into R&D before these companies can even build products like this.
And then, Bub, I'll just pop a little sneak peek
here. Come on, don't do it.
Yeah, I'm going to pop a little sneak peek in over here. And then, Bub, there's...
He's always showing off everything I'm doing, and I'm not ready to show it yet.
That, ladies and gentlemen...
Hey,
be prepared. Something's getting ready to dominate South Florida.
That girl's getting a butt on her.
That's it. She's got a nice little booty on her.
Let me tell you, because wait till you guys see that 991 GT3 release to the streets. It's going to be probably within the next week, I'd say. I am super slammed right now, so that is probably like on the bottom of my list.
But it's going to be nasty.
Yeah.
No other Porsche in South Florida will be able to stay up with that unit.
The girl's looking fresh.
And she's going to fly.
I got to go. So you guys stay tuned for the Instagrams, the social media stuff, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Until then, I guess I'm out. Yeah.
Till Friday, you're out, Bub. Yeah. Jack, we'll see you probably during the week up there in Canada. Thank you for watching us. I appreciate it, Jack. We'll see you at some point during the week for one of our two-minute daily Bubba Buzzes. Thank you to our good friends over there, Diamante. Great guys over there. They drive great cars over there. They're good members of the South Florida exotic car community, and they are friends of the BEM family. Thank you, Diamante. Great jewelers, man. Check them out online, ladies and gentlemen. It's spelled D-I-A-M-A-N-T-E. Diamante. Super hot. The car looks good, doesn't it, Bob?
I need to apologize for my camera angle position here because Captain Finger Everything had to dick with it all. So now let me center you guys back up and point you at the car and not the wall.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. The moose is loose on the web, ladies and gentlemen. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Orange County Choppers. The brand new episode is on tonight, 10 o'clock Discovery. Orange County Choppers are Bub Choppers. Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Done Bubba style.
Done Bubba style. Look out for a big announcement with BEM and OCC. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a really positive manner today. Doesn't matter how bad your life is, let's reach out to touch somebody else's life in a very positive manner. Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full, shall we? Let's put shoes on somebody's feet that have a hole in them. And you know what? If somebody's standing there at the corner with the sign that's hungry, you can tell they haven't shaven. They really are hungry, man. Not the guy you can tag has their car parked across the street behind a building, but somebody who's legitimately hungry, take them across the street. Sitco, 7-Eleven, doesn't matter. Power Bar, protein drink, it's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be seeing you at some point through the week with the Daily Buzz, the Bubba Daily Buzz. And until Friday, ladies and gentlemen, please, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style.